T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. In Brooklyn, a senior citizen has been killed in a hit and run. Brooklyn resident 70-year-old Leonard Mitchell was hit trying to cross Atlantic Avenue near Nevins Street in Borough Hill late last night. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Cops say they are now searching for the driver of a dark-colored sedan. The NYPD has nabbed the suspect who knocked out an Asian woman last night. The suspect, Alexander Wright from Ward's Island, is facing charges including assault as a hate crime. Cops say when they caught him, he had the drug K2 on him. Let's go to Chinatown and get more from 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck.
The street's busy in Chinatown, and this 55-year-old woman seen on this video walking, wearing a baseball cap with a bag in her hand, and then suddenly violently punched in the face by a stranger who uses his left hand to knock her to the pavement right in front of the Kong Sik Tong Cafe at Bayard and Mott. It's about 6:15 last evening, captured on surveillance video.
You hit me, fool!
They can later see several people rushing to the woman's aid. She was taken to the hospital to be treated for facial injuries. Now, as to the suspect, when police found him, he claimed someone had hit him. He was taken to Bellevue for a psychological evaluation. This is Assemblywoman Yulene News District. She had posted that video on social media and then spoke with CBS 2.
When people hurt us, that it causes permanent trauma, and that our communities are just as worthy to be able to live and work and be.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, here in Chinatown.
In reopening news today, the Midtown branch of the New York Public Library opens today after a $200 million renovation. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, the lower level through the fifth floor will open for limited browsing, and you can also book an appointment to use a computer. There is now an entire floor dedicated to kids and teens, and a free rooftop terrace. The Midtown Library is the city's busiest branch, 1.7 million visits every year, 2 million items in circulation. A teenager has been shot and killed in Manhattan, one of the many victims of gun violence in the city over the long holiday weekend. 15-year-old Amir James of Ogden Avenue in the Bronx was standing near Lexington and 123rd Street late last night when a gunman opened fire. He died at the scene. One other person was shot in the right knee. In other gun violence, 5 men were shot outside a bodega on Hancock Street and Knickerbocker Avenue in the Bushwick section of Brooklyn. The victims' ages range from 19 to 38 years old. They are all expected to survive. The shootings mark a violent night across the five boroughs. Police say a total of 13 people were shot in a span of 6 hours on Memorial Day. About your rent now. Starting today, tenants in New York who were unable to pay their rent during the pandemic can apply for financial help from Albany. The Emergency Rental Assistance Program was included in this year's state budget. It's funded with about $2.3 billion from the most recent federal stimulus package. A New Jersey grade school is under scrutiny right now. Fifth graders at Malm Elementary were given an assignment about Hitler. One student wrote that he was, quote, pretty great for unifying Germans and Austrians. The report only made a fleeting reference to the Holocaust. Parents are upset that the teacher allowed the student to write the report. Some even want the teacher fired. The Tenafly Board of Ed is reviewing. They say there is no room for hatred or prejudice in their district. In Soho, an art gallery displaying pieces for the anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre has been vandalized. The owner of the Black Wall Street Gallery says he noticed white paint smeared across the gallery's name on the storefront window yesterday morning. Dr. Rico Wright says he is convinced the vandal was trying to say something about the art crafted by black artists. He says he would like the chance to talk to that person. The Hate Crimes Task Force, by the way, is investigating.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.